case you haven't noticed, the cuisine of northern Thailand is in. Restaurants from L.A. to Boston are specializing in the herbier, meatier version of mainstream Thai food. But one thing Americans may not know about northern Thai cuisine, people like their beef raw and bloody. Patrick Nguyen with our Global Post team decided to try it, and here's a heads up, he's going to get a little graphic. Patrick starts his foodie journey here in Boston.
I'm headed to a restaurant called Thai North, which specializes in northern Thai cuisine. I'm specifically seeking out the holy grail of northern Thai food. It's called lop dip. It's made of raw beef, uncooked blood, and a spritz of bile. Cringe if you want, but it's known as one of the most delicious dishes in Thailand and also one of the most dangerous. So I'm going to see if this restaurant will make it for me. Inside, I meet the owner, Mang Kon. I ask him straight away, will you prepare this raw and bloody dish for me?
No, I don't think so. You can be get sick on that if your stomach not strong enough.
Can you actually die?
I'm not sure about that, but if you never tried before, you might get sick.
Northern Thai food is suddenly hip in the U.S., and this place, Thai North, is riding that wave. I ask Mang Kon's wife, Ying, if her native cuisine is now officially cool.
Kun kit wai bajibani ahan nua bin cool, my cat.
Yes.
Cool yangai.
She says people these days, they don't just want boring burgers. But a dish made of blood, beef, and bile, that's a little too exotic. The couple is pretty sure it violates the health code. Their advice? You want lop dip, you gotta go to Thailand. Okay, after many flights, I am in Thailand's far north, a little province called Prae. This is the heartland of raw cuisine in Thailand. Just as Memphis is known for smoked ribs, Prae is known for spicy, uncooked meat. But I will need a guide to show me the best spots for lop dip. I'm riding in a pickup truck through the rice fields, and in the driver's seat...
I'm Austin Bush. I'm an American food writer and photographer. I've lived in Thailand for about 20 years now. At the moment, I'm doing research for a book on northern Thai food.
Austin's going to take me to one of his favorite lop dip joints. But first, can you break down exactly what goes into this dish?
Finely minced meat, beef or pork or buffalo, eaten raw, and then supplemented with other raw ingredients. You'll have raw bile, blood... They'll add some offal, liver, intestines, tripe, things like that, and then a dried spice and a curry paste.
What makes this dish potentially fatal?
With any uncooked meat dish, there's going to be potential of parasites, dangerous bacteria, you know, diseases like trichinosis, maybe even rabies. A lot of northern Thai people believe that if you drink alcohol along with these dishes, it has the effect of killing any dangerous parasites or bacteria.
Do you think that's scientifically accurate?
I don't think there's any scientific validity in that belief.
We hop out at a little restaurant called Jensot, which means fresh meat. As soon as you walk in, this is what you hear. Cleavers mincing meat to a fine pulp. The place is filled with dudes, eating raw meat by the forkful and washing it down with whiskey. We meet Wee Wat, the chef. To be safe, he only serves fresh blood collected immediately after slaughter. And look, he says, if you don't soak your meat in fresh blood, it's just not delicious. I hear this again and again from fans of raw meat. Like this day laborer who says, come on, cooked meat, it just doesn't hit the spot. I ask a truck driver, isn't the sight of blood a bit gruesome? And he says, you're crazy, man. It's delicious. Another regular at Jensot admits he's probably got a few parasites. But when I ask if this food might actually kill him, he says, people die. No matter what you eat, you eventually die. And with that, our food arrives. Just somewhere on like on a cellular level, my body is telling me not to eat this. It looks like, well, it's just so uncooked. And there looks to be some sort of alien gland threaded through this meat glob. What is that?
That is probably some type of a cow stomach.
All right, I'm going in. Make sure I get a bit of that mystery gland. you know, it goes down really smooth, and it just sort of, like, melts in your mouth, doesn't it?
Yeah, and again, that's an attribute of a good lap, is that it's minced super finely. So it's very smooth, it's very soft.
If I see people here having a good time, not fretting over eating raw meat, does that cause you to reflect on Americans and how fussy we've become over our food?
I mean, those fears are justified. You can get sick. You can potentially die from eating raw meat. I'd say here there's a slightly different cultural context in that the people have been eating this stuff for a really long time, hundreds, if not maybe thousands of years. So not to say that they're immune to it, but it's a part of their culture. They're used to it. And knowing the danger, they're still willing to risk it.
Indeed. Well, American foodie hipsters, you want to take Thai food to the next level? Well, this is it. For the world, this is Patrick Nguyen in Prae, Thailand.
Is your stomach churning yet? If not, we have some of Patrick's photos up at PRI.org. But a warning, they're not for the faint of heart.